This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden says he's committed to keeping U.S. troops in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated, even if that means maintaining a military presence there beyond his August 31st deadline for withdrawal. Biden also pushing back against criticism that the U.S. should have done more to plan for the evacuation and withdrawal, which has been marked by scenes of violence and chaos as thousands attempted to flee with the Taliban advancing. He made the comments in an interview with ABC News. Up to 15,000 Americans remain in Afghanistan after the Taliban took full control of the nation last weekend. Meantime, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the U.S. is reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghan asylum seekers. By Wednesday, nearly 5,000 people had been evacuated since the collapse of the Afghan government. 2,000 Afghan special immigrant visa applicants have been relocated to here in the U.S. in recent weeks, according to the State Department. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is in the United Arab Emirates after fleeing Afghanistan earlier this week as the Taliban seized control, according to the UAE. The UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation said that the UAE welcomed Ghani and his family into the country on humanitarian grounds. Ghani fled Afghanistan on Sunday before the Taliban fighters arrived in Kabul without resistance. Ghani posted on Facebook that the Taliban have won and that he left Afghanistan to prevent a flood of bloodshed. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund said on Wednesday it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary reserves due to a lack of clarity over the country's government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. An IMF representative said in an emailed statement that there is a lack of clarity within the international community regarding recognition of a government in Afghanistan, as a consequence of which the country cannot access special drawing rights reserves or other IMF resources. The announcement came amid pressure from the U.S. Treasury, which holds a controlling share in the fund, to ensure that Afghanistan's share of the stars scheduled for Monday do not fall into the Taliban's hands. President Biden says coronavirus booster shots will be available starting the week of September 20th, pending the approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, Mr. Biden announced the shots will be free and provided to people 8 months after they receive their second shot of the vaccine. President Biden downplayed criticism that Americans would be getting additional protection against COVID-19 while much of the world still waits for their first vaccination shots. The president said, "We can take care of America and help the world at the same time." The World Health Organization Wednesday condemning a rush by wealthy countries to provide COVID vaccine booster shots while millions around the world have yet to receive a single dose. Speaking in Geneva, as Emergency Director Mike Ryan told reporters, providing boosters while so many were still waiting to be immunized was, in his words, immoral. Earlier this month, the WHO called for a moratorium on COVID vaccine booster shots to help ease the drastic inequity in dose distribution between rich and poorer nations. Pressure for a coordinated response to Haiti's deadly weekend earthquake is mounting as more injured trickle into hospitals already overwhelmed with thousands of patients. Bodies are still being found in the rubble 5 days after the disaster. Angry crowds gathered Wednesday at a collapsed building demanding tarps to create temporary shelters, especially after Tropical Storm Grace compounded the misery in the impoverished country by bringing heavy rain on Monday and Tuesday. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency put the number of deaths from Saturday's earthquake at 1,941. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.